This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Son of Man, Exploring Christ's Identity Through Ezekiel, Daniel, and New Testament Christology. This study traces the profound development of the title Son of Man, from its earliest use in Ezekiel as a reminder of human frailty, to its exalted portrayal in Daniel as a figure with divine authority, and ultimately to Jesus' own self-identification in the New Testament. Skeptics often claim Jesus never said, "I am God," but this paper addresses that challenge by showing how Jesus used the title Son of Man to reveal both his humanity and his divinity in a way that was fully consistent with first-century Jewish expectations. It was a strategic and deeply theological move, not evasive but deliberate. Drawing on insights from Michael Heiser and building on Second Temple Jewish literature, I explore how the Son of Man in Daniel 7 was understood as a divine redeemer, one who would receive glory, dominion, and an eternal kingdom. Jesus applies this title to himself more than 80 times, often in contexts involving his authority to forgive sins, his coming return, and his role in final judgment. Paper also compares Jesus' use of this title with the early church's Christology, showing how the ecumenical councils, especially Nicaea and Chalcedon, recognized in Son of Man a theologically loaded affirmation of Jesus' two natures in one person. I conclude with modern frameworks like the integrated hypostatic union model and two-ship Christology, which aim to preserve and clarify the mystery of the Incarnation. This paper is both a tribute to Dr. Michael Heiser and an apologetic response to those who still ask, did Jesus really claim to be God? This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!